What you need to know about the 3-5 financial strategy on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by sharing the 3-5 financial strategy from our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to Money Monday here at the Unlock Your Wealth Show. I'm grateful that you stopped by, and I'm excited to share the 3-5 financial strategy from the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. For those of you who are not familiar with it, our Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time. And you get this delivered direct to your inbox. If you are not a subscriber to the Unlock Your Wealth newsletter, I encourage you to do so at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Drop your email into the subscription area, and you, at no charge, will receive each and every week our key of the week, any types of topics that we're discussing, any of my local appearances where you can find me both online and in person. So I'm excited to be a part of a bunch of things coming up this summer. Freedom Fest is one of them. I'm also going to be speaking at SideGigCon, which I'm really excited about. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that next week as we get closer to SideGig. But first, let's talk about these keys to riches, shall we? So this 3-5 financial strategy evolved from our fourth key. The fourth key is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And essentially, it was to identify areas of concern that we need to be addressing routinely. And the reason why I say routinely is because creating financial freedom is a process. It's always ongoing, because as you achieve certain milestones, you should be setting new milestones for yourself and your family to achieve. And so it's always evolving. You constantly achieve, you hit new goals, you set new goals, you keep working and working. And so one of the things throughout the Keys to Riches are you're constantly asking yourself questions and you're constantly addressing these concerns. And the simplest financial strategy you will ever learn is this 3-5 financial strategy. So let's begin by explaining what the 3 is, the first part of our 3-5 financial strategy. You will ask yourself 3 questions. And again, we do these routinely on a quarterly basis. You ask yourself, where am I? Where am I going? And what's the difference? So the first part is pretty simple. It's a balance sheet, and that's what we're going to create. We're going to find out how much we have, how much we owe, and we're going to come up with a number that's going to either be positive because we have more than we owe, or it could be negative and we might owe more than we have. And that might not be a bad thing if we're leveraged properly and we have investments that are leveraged, but ideally, if they were, again, we should have more assets than liabilities. And that's what this is. And it's a snapshot for a moment in time. It's like right now, today. This is what's happening today. Not next week, next month, next year, ahead, or behind us either. It's what's happening right now. It gives us the tools and information we need to make the next decision, which is, where am I going? And these are the goals that we set for ourselves. It's always important to have some goals. And sometimes you won't achieve them. You may find out, like we did in our practicing the 3 R's, that sometimes we have to postpone our goals. Sometimes we have to decide that these goals just aren't realistic with our new information that we just received, saying that, oh, maybe we need to change our goals because we're having life changes, familial changes, income and asset changes. You never know what happens or what life's going to throw at you. And sometimes your financial goals need to be altered. And that's okay too. It's okay to miss a goal and it's okay to postpone or change a goal. Okay, the key is that we're constantly in pursuit of something. You know, I used to be a guest on the Financial Fitness Forum, and when I was Jeff Cutler's sidekick, he would always say, you know, not every plan works, but no plan never works. And so that's why we have to be in this vigilant, constantly reviewing and tweaking phase. And so we always need to be asking, where am I? Where am I going? And what's the difference? Because that measurement, that opportunity to determine what is the difference, tells us whether or not we're on the right path. Yes, we're saving, we're investing, we're achieving, we're making sense of our financial goals. Ooh, we had a hiccup here. Something happened and we had to rearrange things temporarily till we get back on track. Or, oh, maybe there is a significant life event that's going to change how I am in the world. And then that might have to change the goal. Postpone it, rearrange it. Maybe the goal was for somebody with a different lifestyle, and now that you have a new lifestyle, that goal doesn't fit in. It's okay to change your mind. Give yourself permission to change your mind about what your financial goals are. The key is that we just have them and we get started with them. So where am I? Where am I going? And what's the difference? Those are the three questions that we will ask ourselves quarterly, because Peter Drucker famously said that what gets measured gets managed. And what I've learned here over the years, helping folks, individuals just like you, overcome personal, professional challenges, is that what gets managed gets mastered, because you're constantly evolving. You're learning what does work and you're doing more of it. You're learning what doesn't work and you're figuring out how to eliminate that and replace that with better financial habits. So while we're asking these three questions, we also have to address five areas of concern. The first area is the most critical in the sense that it gives us the information we need to set up all the rest. So the first one is income, expenses, and credit. So this is what I have coming in, what I have going out, and who I owe and how much. And ideally, we want what you have coming in bigger than what you have going out, so you can create saving and investing strategies, because that's what we're going to talk about in the next few. Our next area of concern is protections. And then we have asset accumulation, asset multiplication, and then finally, asset preservation. These five go together, but you need the first one to figure out with our answering the question, where am I? So you can structure all of the rest. Because once we know what we have coming in and what we have going out, we know how much protections to accumulate. And protections are, think of it as, it's insurance, but we need to think about insuring our success to ensure our success, the ensure. And the reason why we do this is because it allows us to rent deep pockets, millionaire status, without having to be a millionaire. Because we do this for our automobile insurance in case we injure somebody. I don't know about you, but having, you know, 7-8 figures for a complicated lawsuit, or if somebody dies or somebody has some permanent injury or disability as a result of this, can be financially costly. And unless you're already sitting on 7-9 figures, it's important to have insurances in place that you can rent that millionaire status to cover you in the event of a loss like that. Additionally, you also want to make sure that you have health insurance, because if you are financially responsible for people, maybe you have children or a spouse or significant other that you're responsible for, maybe you're taking care of indigent parents. If you have people that are reliant on you, you'll need health insurance, and you need to consider some form of life insurance to replace that income for those that are dependent upon you. Then we can start moving into the exciting arena. So first we have asset accumulation. So this is about creating investments and creating a cash pile in the form of saving, so we can then go out and do the asset multiplication, which would be investing, making our money work side by side with us. You work very hard for the money that you have. You devote yourself to your profession, you devote yourself to your family, to your community. And wouldn't it be great if you could take and have your own company? Well, guess what? You do, because even if you work for someone else, you are still president of Me Inc. And as president of Me Inc., you are selling your wares for a specific amount of money. It can be discerned hourly. It could be discerned with an annual salary. It can be commensurate to some sort of measurement like sales. And maybe you get bonuses or things like that. All of that stuff adds up. And wouldn't it be great if you could take and think of those as your little army of like income generators, and you take that money that you've just earned, and then you can go out and invest it and get it working side by side so you can achieve all of those financial goals in less time, because now your money is working as hard as you do. And finally, we want to remember that this last area is extremely important, and that's asset preservation. And that covers a couple of different areas. So that is also, it's first and foremost, how do I mitigate taxes, which means keep everybody else's gritty paws off of your moolah. And then how do I ensure my legacy? Okay. And so that's estate planning. That's how do I make sure that every person that I'm financially responsible for, or that I want to leave something with, a particular individual, that I have my ducks in a row, that I've taken the time to create my financial estate, whether it's just including simple documents like your will, or do I do something more sophisticated and create a trust? These are all things that you would discuss with your tax planning and estate planning attorneys. And you would also want to have your financial advisor in on this conversation as well, because different assets work differently when they're invested. And so you want to make sure that you're sheltering as much of that profit you're generating from investing, from taxes, and keep it invested long term so it can be used for whatever you desire, as well as passed on in the event of your demise. And so these are the super important considerations, because, you know, who gets what is important. If you've ever had to deal with somebody that's passed, you know how petty people get over pots and pans and little tchotchkes and mementos that really don't matter in the grand scheme of things financially, but the significance in the emotional investment is there. And you want to make sure that everybody's getting what you want them to have, because if you don't make this decision, guess what? Some man or woman in a robe is going to do it for you. How do you know that they have your best interests? They don't know you. So they're going to dispose of the assets however they see fit. Is that what you want to leave it up to? So that's why you have to address all five areas of concern. And as life changes, all of these need to be updated. You constantly need to be checking your three questions. Where am I? Where am I going? What's the difference with your income, expenses, and credit? Constantly be reviewing your protections. Are these the best for me? Can I get a better deal elsewhere? Can I save some money and have the same coverage? Or do I even need this coverage anymore? Because as we grow financially and as our assets accumulate, our needs for protections change or diminish over time. So these are all of the questions that you need to be asking yourself. And that's why the 3-5 financial strategy is so simple, because it allows you to ask three questions and address five areas of concern, regardless of which financial planning professional that you are using. And I include insurance people in that conversation because they are a part of your success. If you're overpaying for insurance, that's money that could be spent elsewhere in investment vehicles that could be growing and generating life experiences for you and your family. So these are the things that we have to be concerned about. So in review, our fast facts for the 3-5 financial strategy are the three questions to ask: where am I, where am I going, and what's the difference? And then our five areas of concern that we must address are income, expenses, and credit, protections, asset accumulation, asset multiplication, and then asset preservation. Thank you so much for dropping by. I want to invite you to Las Vegas next month. Yes, July 13th through 16th at the fabulous Caesars Palace Hotel. I will be speaking at the largest gathering of free minds, the largest liberty and economic conference in the world, Freedom Fest, will be held again at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, July 13th through 16th. And I want you to join me. I'm going to be speaking on the business and entrepreneurship track. I'm going to be doing a media training course, but we'll be broadcasting live at booth 111 all through the whole Freedom Fest. So I'd love to have you stop by, have you share your thoughts, be able to answer any questions or comments, concerns you might have. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. We've got Dr. Drew as our headliner. We've got the top 20 living economist and regular show guest, one of our featured experts, Dr. Mark Skousen. We have the number one stock analyst in the world, the Way of the Renaissance Man, Jim Woods, will be there, and he'll be speaking as well, and he'll be broadcasting out of the Unlock Your Wealth studio booth simultaneously. So we would love to have you stop by. There's going to be an incredible amount of folks coming this year. I'm pretty excited. Some of my friends that I've been catching up with are going to be there. There's going to be economists. There's going to be all kind of people about health, well-being. They have their version of a Shark Tank called Pitch Tank. And so you can see up and coming new inventions and ways to make your life simpler. And you can watch them as they pitch to raise funds to help bring their product to market. So that's always a fun and exciting thing. Plus, we've got Joanne Skousen's Anthem Film Festival. It's one of the largest libertarian film festivals in the world. And there are some really great topics that they're addressing this year. I highly recommend that. I know I've got my eye on a couple of films that I want to go watch personally. So it's going to be a great time. We would love to have you. And for Unlock Your Wealth fans, we have a discount. Yes, you can get money off your reservations. So go now to unlockyourwealth.com/freedomfest and click on the link to reserve your spot today. I would love to see you and have you be a part of the show. Thanks again for stopping by. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.